Mishnah here, there is a mitzvah to rejoice on a Yom Tov, and that includes Chol HaMoed as well. And because of that, it is also forbidden, as well as the performing work on Chol HaMoed, it is also forbidden to perform activities which will lead to being sad. Now the first half of the Mishnah discusses tzara'as, which are spots which can appear on the person's body, which would make him tomei. He would need to go to a kohen, and the kohen would check to see whether it really is tzara'as or not. And if indeed it is tzara'as, or if it's got signs that mean that it could be tzara'as, so the person needs to leave the city for 7 days and he is tomei, and the way that he becomes a metzora, somebody who is considered to have tzara'as, is by the kohen pronouncing him tomei. Until the kohen actually says the word tomei, that he is tomei, so he isn't. Even if the kohen knows that it's tzara'as. Now certainly if somebody is pronounced to be a metzora, somebody with tzara'as on Chol HaMoed, and so he's forced to leave the city for 7 days, and he'll be tomei, so certainly that would reduce his simcha, and it would cause him a great degree of sadness, and therefore the kohen should not pronounce anybody tomei with tzara'as on Chol HaMoed. The question of the Mishnah is, what if somebody has some spots on him, and he thinks that it might be tzara'as? So in general, there's an obligation for him to go to a kohen. So what should he do? Rabbi Meir says, Rein sanigotim, the kohen can and should see the tzara'as, but chila, for the first time, lehokel, to be lenient, avalid hachmer, but not to be strict. Meaning, somebody with the tzara'as should go to a kohen, and the kohen should check. And if the kohen finds and he checks it and he sees that it is not really tzara'as, then great, he can tell the person that he doesn't need to worry, and that will indeed be a great cause of happiness for the man. That's certainly permitted. However, if the kohen sees that it is indeed tzara'as, then he should not say that he is tomei, rather he should keep quiet, and then after Yom Tov, the person should come back to him and he will pronounce him tomei. The Chachomim, remember the Chachomim say, that's not an option. The Torah says that when one comes to a Kohen, letaharoi or letamoi, you'll either make him pure or make him tomei. There's no way in between. Once he comes to the Kohen has to make a decision and tell him whether it is or is not tzara'as. He can't keep quiet. And therefore, lo lehakev lo lehachmer, neither to be lenient nor to be strict, the person should not come to the Kohen at all, because if he does come to the Kohen, and indeed it is tzara'as, then the Kohen will need to pronounce him tomei, and that will be a cause of sadness on Chol HaMoed. Continues the Mishnah, the Odom Rabbi Meir furthermore said regarding the topic of causing sadness on Chol HaMoed, Melakeit Odom Atzmeis Ovev Ve'imoi, one is permitted to gather the bones of his father and mother. The custom in those days was that people would be buried for a short amount of time in a temporary burial place until the body had decomposed and the flesh had decayed, and then the bones which were remaining would be gathered together and buried in a permanent burial place. So it's permitted to gather the bones and then bury them in their final permanent grave, because ultimately it is considered to be a happiness for the person. Although it will cause him to remember his parents and be sad over that, nevertheless, the fact that his parents are now being put in their final permanent burial place, that is considered to be a cause of joy for him. And so ultimately, it's considered to be more of a joyous occasion than a sad occasion. Another interpretation of the Mishnah is that Mimnesha Simcha Hiloi, it doesn't mean that the burying is a cause of joy, but it means that he has joy anyway from the Yom Tov. The fact that it's Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov brings him more joy, such that he won't be so sad when burying his parents on Chol HaMoed. That having been said, Rabbi Yosi says, Evel Hulai, at the end of the day, is considered to be a mourning for him. It's an obligation to mourn on the day that one buries his parents in the final burial place. And so at the end of the day, he will be sad on Chol HaMoed, and that's forbidden. And so he should rather bury them after Yom Tov. Ends off the Mishnah, lo ye'er odom al misai. One should not sort of encourage and inspire others to cry over his dead relative. Lo yaspidenu, and he should not eulogize him. He shouldn't talk and give speeches about this person who had died. Kodem l'regel shloshim yom, within 30 days before the Yom Tov begins. Since in general the effect of the eulogy and crying over the dead person, those feelings are felt for another 30 days, and that would include Yom Tov, and therefore this should not be done within 30 days of a Yom Tov.